Jesus was abandoned on your behalf.
From the sixth hour until the ninth hour, darkness came over all the land. About the ninth hour, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Matthew 27, verses 45 and 46.
I bless you to seize the truth that Jesus has become to you Emmanuel, God with you, and he has always been with you and will always be with you to the very end. May you believe that Jesus has never left you. God has never abandoned you. When bad things happened during your childhood years, Jesus was looking in. When you felt lost and scared, Jesus was taking notes. When feelings of hopelessness and despair flooded your mind, Jesus paid attention. When you were being betrayed, Jesus was on guard. When you thought no one knew, Jesus was attentive. When you thought no one cared, Jesus kept very close.
God has said, "Never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you." Hebrews 27:46.
I found out that Jesus has been observing everything that has happened all through my life. When my daddy died during my childhood years, Jesus was right there at the funeral, holding me in his arms. During the time when I felt so bad because I had made a terrible mistake, Jesus was there loving me. During the time when I felt like a failure and a disappointment, Jesus was standing ready with his truth. And you know, because Jesus was there during my childhood when things went wrong, I can go back to that time and place and let him make things right. Jesus wants you to know that he loves you and that he knows what abandonment feels like. That is why he vowed to never leave you, never forsake you. I challenge you to look back at the places where you thought you had been forsaken. Look for Jesus. You will find that he was right at your side. And if you happen to ask, why did he not do anything? He did. He was abandoned so you would never be. I bless you.